Yeah, it's time for a stupid-ass news.
Yeah.
Part two. Here comes Christine Lee.
Yeah, it's National Donut Day, and Dunkin' Donuts sent up a dozen donuts, so I'm going to check this out.
How many donuts have you had so far?
Of the dozen donuts that were in
How
here.
How many are left?
There's
six?
One or two.
All right. Nice.
Anyway, our three favorite types of donuts are, let's see if they got this.
Chocolate glazed?
Yes.
Yep.
Glazed,
yep.
Boston cream, and chocolate frosted.
Boston cream.
Yeah, and that's what they included in this little dozen donut.
Fantastic.
Mixture.
It's just a donut suitcase.
Hey, that's a great idea.
What?
Donut suitcase.
What?
You make the box. See, they have this box here.
Yeah, they should make it into
a suitcase.
With a handle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of like a box of Joe.
Yes.
I love that idea.
All right.
Would you ever cut your donut in half and not eat the whole thing?
Yes.
You would eat half a donut.
I go into the lunchroom sometimes. There's bagels there.
Yeah.
I just take a half a bagel, leave the rest.
But you're leaving your germs all over half a bagel.
They
just
don't
take
know
the
that.
Whole thing.
No, I can't.
If you did cut the donut in half, who would you share it with, Gary?
No one.
You wouldn't share it with anyone if you're going to cut it in half?
Well, I don't usually know if anyone wants the donut. I just cut my half and leave.
Have you ever brought donuts to work before?
No.
I have. Have you, Simpson? You guys haven't brought... He's brought Diet Coke to work, though.
No.
And by the way, how do you spell the word donut?
D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T.
Okay. Simpson?
D-O-N-U-T.
Right. Some people spell it that way, and some people spell it your
way.
Well,
Duncan spells it D-O-N-U-T, right?
That's right. Because they're Dunkin' and they can. So right. It's National Donut Day. Don't forget, you can get great deals. You can get a free donut at Krispy Kreme just by walking in the door.
Yeah, you just walk in and say, give me a donut.
Walmart is giving away over 1 million free glazed donuts today.
And also Krispy Kreme. Try it tomorrow, too.
Entenmann's is running a contest on your website where you can suggest a new donut flavor. And if they pick yours, win $5,000.
I've got the flavor, the chocolate blackout cake donut.
You only have a couple less than 2 hours to get this deal. Cumberland Farms is giving out free donuts if you buy a coffee or a fountain drink.
Oh, but if you buy.
It only goes till 10 a.m.
Okay.
All right. So there you
That's
go.
That's fine. Buy a coffee and get a free donut.
Aren't you excited about that?
No.
The top reasons we prefer the left or right side of the bed. It's easier to get in and out on that side.
I've always been on the left side for some reason.
Left side. If you're facing the bed, you're on the left?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm always on the left. George is on the right.
I'm always on the left.
Why is that?
And I can't, if I have to sleep on the right, I'm disoriented.
Yeah, so if you go to a hotel.
I'm also on the left.
Stay on the left side of the bed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's so weird. Me too.
Yeah.
And a woman's insane list of rules for her husband at a bachelor party is going viral.
What are some of the rules?
She recently posted a list on Facebook asking for her friend's advice. Her husband is going to a bachelor party.
No women.
She says, quote,
no booze.
I'm more than happy for him to go, but we are Christians. So I was thinking of writing a list of rules for all the men to follow.
Oh, no.
You ready?
No. Okay.
No drugs.
Okay.
No alcohol.
No alcohol.
No strippers.
Okay.
No dancers.
Right.
No women.
Right.
All phones need to be tracked at all times.
No fun.
Wait, no swearing.
No crap.
Midnight curfew.
What?
No hurting each other.
Yeah.
Including play wrestling.
Dude, just stay home. It's the same thing. Save yourself the trouble.
She forgot. No fun.
Yeah. Craig and
Company. Oh, would you look at his donut.
On 96.5 TIC.
Let's go.